approved.
Case number 12574, T. Patrick and Eileen Cannon seek a variance from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of London Circle South within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club subdivision. The 911 address is 117 London Circle South, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 495. The applicants are seeking a 3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed pool house and a 0.5-foot variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence in the front yard for an existing fence. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mayor return.
If you would be sworn in with Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Thomas Patrick Cannon, 117 London Circle South, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Eileen Cannon, 117 London Circle South, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Floor is yours.
Floor is mine. Okay. Let me settle down for just a second here. Basically, I'm starting out with just the configuration of our lot. As you see, the majority of it is out into the wetlands. And we proposed and had a permit for the pool to be installed. We had the pool being installed. We did run into a subject where the setbacks from the 409 wetlands was in question, so we moved the pool back a little bit adjacent to fit in the conform with the DENREC rules. We did have some advisement through Pat Emery with the DENREC, and they did a delineation, and we were within conforming perimeters for their requirement. So in doing that, we did take a look at the lot and how it's split up, and it's not exactly in conjunction with the street and the street setbacks, whereas if you look at the line of where the original house was built before we were there, if you take the straight line across from there, it's not exactly the 30 feet given in the side lot where we have the swimming pool to do what we wanted to do with it. So we actually compromised. We took steps, you know, to limit the size of the pool house. We made accommodations for the side yard and the distance that we have to have between the setbacks on the sides. And we pretty much compromised on a lot of things, variables, and tried to make everything work as we see fit. And we could not quite get to that 30-foot setback from the right-of-way and the cul-de-sac circle, which is another thing that impairs on the setbacks that make it a very unique situation to do what we wanted to do. And we already have the pool in. We have the pool equipment in. And in doing so, we still have of the 18-foot span of the pool house is still 3 feet over the line in some places and less in others, which pretty much in summing it all up, it's about 54 square feet short of doing what we want to do with the pool house. Did I miss anything?
Yeah, well, the other issue is the height of the fence. So for the pool, we need to have a 4-foot fence. And I believe you have pictures. It's a metal fence. And so it was installed 4 feet. But within the setback, we're also requesting that we are able to keep the 4-foot fence instead of the 3.5-foot fence just because of safety. I have a diagram if you want to see it as far as exactly what we're asking for. Would that be helpful?
We have that. Just on that one side.
The roadside. Yes. And we have a letter signed by the neighbors that are in the cul-de-sac as well, and they were fine with it.
So the pool house you're proposing is 8 foot deep with a 4 foot porch. Is that correct?
With a four-foot porch?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at a sketch here, it says proposed pool house, and I see 8 foot by 18 foot. Does that sound correct, or am I looking at the wrong thing?
It's eight by 18, yes.
And then it looks like there's a 4 foot by 11 foot something up the front of it.
It's on the pool deck. It's just going to be like a little roof.
Okay, like a, yeah, a little roof. Yeah, like, kind of like a porch, okay. All right, so it's only 8 foot deep, so it's a barely a usable pool house.
Well, we were, in talking it over, we also do face, you know, the southeast winds and everything, and in making any narrow on that, we tried to make it as small as we could, but with the winds, prevailing winds with 18 foot long, it may not be stable enough to go any smaller, is what I was told. So, I mean, that's...
Is it being designed by an architect or an engineer?
Yes.
Okay.
The curve of the road is messing up your plan too, isn't it?
Is it? It's...
The curve of the road.
Yes.
Is...
Yes. Yeah.
Causing an issue in terms of, because as I look at the envelope line across the front of the house, it's going to follow the curve of the road, which is going to contradict a straight line approach.
Right.
Correct? Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
It's actually 40 feet to the road.
Thank you.
You have any flooding concerns or any flooding on the property at all?
We haven't had flooding. We are in a flood zone, so we have flood insurance. But the pool house is actually elevated. As you go up towards the road, the land, there's an incline.
Yeah, we have, what is it?
So all of the equipment and everything is at that level because we don't have to worry about the water.
Well, we did have the elevation certification that's included in there. I believe you have a copy of that.
Yeah.
Of your lot, how much of it is buildable, would you say?
Most of it's about 2/3 of it is the wetlands. Yeah.
Okay.
So your neighbor that it joins that side with pool houses, they're in support?
Yes. We have a sign as signature.
The whole cul-de-sac across the street to the left and right.
Yeah.
We have signatures included in our packet.
Have you been to the Homeowners Association and had approval?
And we do have their approval.
Yeah.
Their concern is that it is, it looks like the house, and it will.
Sure.
Yeah.
4 feet for this fence. What's the safety?
That's the minimal.
For pools.
For a pool. Or surrounding pool.
What I meant was for you. What are your biggest? What's your safety concern? Keeping people out.
We have grandkids, and there are kids in the neighborhood, and we want to provide as much safety and a buffer as we can. You know, as you would for any pool, and being that close, where it's kind of the front of the yard because we don't have a backyard. It's a wetlands. We built on the side of the house, so on the side of the house, we said, well, 3.5 foot. Is it an ordinance that you have for the 3.5 feet for the front yard? And we considering safety, we said, well, four foot fence is safer than that 3.5 foot fence.
I see two types of fence here. Is it the iron?
The black.
Yeah, you can see through. Yeah, plus we have deer. I don't want to find a deer in the pool in the morning either, you know.
Yeah. Wouldn't be fun.
But mostly it's compliance.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Sure. Only one. You mentioned that it was 40 feet from the road. I'm guessing that's from the edge of paving of the road?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So the request is from the property line.
Is there anyone present who's in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application?
Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. No further questions? I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12574 for T. Patrick and Eileen Cannon for the requested variances and the maximum fence height requirements as described in their presentation. I believe the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12574 has been approved.
Thank you. Thank you.